Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Psalm 18, just getting started in it. And we covered the first three verses in the previous episode. This is a long psalm. I think it's 50 verses long. And it has a number of parallels with a song that we see in 2 Samuel 22, I think. As a matter of fact, they're basically identical. And there's a lot of things that you see in the psalms that you'll see in other psalms, that you see in other songs in the Pentateuch. And so it's worth taking our time to go through this. So let me start with verse 1 again. Remember the long title. The title is this: For the Choir Director, a Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of his song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, so here's David saying, I love you, O Lord, my strength. Verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my shield, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. So those are the first three verses that we looked at, and you see the many, many numerous things the way the Lord is described here. He's my rock, he's my strength, fortress, deliverer, a refuge, shield, horn, salvation, guide, stronghold. Okay? Quite a detail of things. They all sort of come out of what he's about to express in the balance of the psalm and what we've seen so far. So watch this. Verse 4, David continues, the cords of death encompassed me, and the torrents of ungodliness terrified me. So something was happening here where he was surrounded by the cords of death. He expresses this also in the 116th Psalm, where he said, the cords of death encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol, we're about to see that in the next verse, came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. So death was around him, surrounding him. He's being tied down for him. And then torrents, that's interesting, isn't it? Very much a flood motif right here. Torrents of ungodliness. And that word ungodliness is really interesting. It's the word Belial, and it means destruction. It actually became a name for Satan much, much later on in the New Testament time. He's referred to by that name, though the Old Testament, even the Septuagint, doesn't use it that way. But he's talking about the torrents of destruction, ungodliness, came upon him. The word Belial means worthlessness, okay, or wicked. And when we're speaking of a person, it's good for nothing, okay? Or it means that something is ruined, is destroyed. And he said torrents of this worthlessness, torrents of this ruin, of this destruction, terrified me. Now, David's very forthright in his feelings and in his emotions. That terrify literally means was assailing him with terror, was coming against him. Then verse 5, the cords of Sheol, Sheol is the netherworld, surrounded me. So you see that cords of death surrounded him, was encompassed him, and cords of Sheol. And then the snares of death confronted me. So David is surrounded by his imminent death. Something was occurring here. Something was happening, which he did not feel that he was going to survive. So what did he do? Verse 6, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry for help before him came into his ears. So what did David do in a time of distress? What did he do when he felt like that the cords of death and Sheol were all about him and he was going to die? He cried to the Lord. He called upon the Lord. He cried to my God. And he said, he heard me. He heard me from his temple. And that little awkward passage here in the New American Standard, and my cry for help before him came into his ears. In other words, he'd presented his cry for help before the Most High God, and it came into his ears. In other words, God heard it. Well, what did the Lord do then? Well, we have verses 7 onward. I'm not sure how many of these we, I could probably read them all, but a very, very vivid account of what the Lord did. And there's all sorts of echoes of what we see the Lord doing in the Pentateuch. So just watch this. A cry for help came, verse 7. Then the earth shook and quaked. So the Lord, the cry for help came into the Lord's ear. What did the Lord do? Then the earth shook and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains were trembling and were shaking because he was angry. So is this actually what happened within the physical realm? Or is David just using poetic devices to describe that the Lord moved on his behalf? I'm sort of inclined to believe that these are things that actually happened. The earth shook. The earth quaked. The foundation of the mountains were trembling. And they were shaken because the Lord was angry. Well, what was he angry about? He was angry about what was happening with David. Verse 8, smoke went out of his nostrils and fire from his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. So there's a couple things you have to keep in mind. All sorts of anthropomorphic terminology here. The Most High God, the Lord God Father, does not have a body. Now, he uses body terms a lot to describe what he's doing and how he's doing and things like that. But he doesn't have a body per se. But we'll see the word using his body, a picture of a body, because we understand bodies. So he says, smoke went out of his nostrils and fire from his mouth, and the fire devoured. And the fire was so hot that coals were kindled by it. So I think the picture is here that fire came down from heaven. And you see that within the scripture. Okay, fire came down to heaven, and with it, the accompanying smoke. And it was so hot that coals were kindled, were lit on fire. Verse 8, he bowed the heavens also and came down with thick darkness under his feet. So it became dark, whether it be a thunderstorm, dark, whatever. Verse 10, he rode upon a cherub and flew and sped upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his hiding place, his canopy around him, the darkness of waters, thick clouds of the sky. From the brightness before him passed his thick clouds, hailstones and coals of fire. So we're getting a little bit of what's going on. If there were things happening with the natural realm, hailstones, coals of fire. Yeah. Verse 13. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. So we see that reiterated, the parallelism here that's all through the Psalms. So from the brightness before him past his thick clouds, the brightness and the brilliance of God, he sends forth thick clouds, hailstones, coals of fire. Then the Lord thunders from heaven. Hailstones and coals of fire comes from him uttering his voice. And so all of this is coming about because he uttered his voice. Yeah, there's people that will brag, oh yeah, I've heard the audible voice of God. I've known a couple of people that I actually believe have, and the main reason I believe them is because of the massive amount of humility in them when they say it, because they say, oh yeah, if you've ever heard the audible voice of God, you don't want to hear it again. It's not the kind of thing you go braggadociously, la-di-da-di-da, I've heard it. No, it profoundly changes you. That's the picture we're seeing here. Well, we'll press on the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.